Welcome, thank you for downloading the first episode, the pilot of what could possibly be called Ringside with Jim. I don't know. We'll figure out the name for this. New thing on the channel, going to be watching random wrestling matches with guests, hanging out, blowing some smoke, talking some shit. Today, joined by our boy Burbs.
What up? How you doing, dude?
Yeah, man, doing good. It's so funny. Awesome. I'm like, I got this idea for a show. Do you want to be on it in 5 minutes? Yeah. P.S. I don't have a name or anything.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I was just talking about like names and shit. And then you were like, oh, by the way, yeah, I was talking about it in a couple of minutes. I was like, oh, shit.
Like right now.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of how my life. Imagine the premise of that, but as my entire life. That's how my whole life runs.
On the spot, impromptu.
So you know what we should do right fucking now? This. Let's do it. So, we're going to be watching random matches is the idea here. So in the description, you'll find a link to this match. We are watching on the inaugural episode Dream Wave Wrestling, Colt Cabana versus Shockwave the Robot, 4/13/13. So what you want to do to watch along with us, you can watch along, you can just listen, whatever you like. Get yourself on this video to 5 seconds in, hit pause, and we'll do a little countdown so we can all watch together.
And if you haven't seen it, right, you'll be in the same boat as me because I haven't seen this neither.
Have you not seen this, you don't know who Shockwave the Robot is.
I don't have a fucking clue. It just sounds intriguing.
It's going to be a good time. So we'll do the standard, the 3-2-1, and then play. So, okay. All right. Everyone's at 5 seconds. 3-2-1, play. There he is. Shockwave the Robot, dude.
As you say, it comes up on the screen as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, what are your initial thoughts of this shit?
He's got a fucking iPad on his chest. And he's doing some fucking dance, dude. This is mad. How is he going to wrestle in all that shit?
Well, he takes some of it off.
Yeah, but everything is robot shit. Like, look at his legs.
I couldn't even see his legs yet. There you go. Take it on Colt Cabana. Fucking
see,
love Colt Cabana.
That looks like someone who can move around. He looks comfortable.
I think that someone needs to do the gimmick, the Shockwave the Robot gimmick. See, he's taking a lot of it off here.
And he's standing there just still.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Got a chick ref in there. Get in there, ref. Fucking figure this shit out. Oh, yeah.
Right, so he's like walking around robot style. And Cabana's as like clueless as I am, mate. I totally don't get him in either. What is going on?
It's a little slap to the ass. That's so fucking ridiculous. This whole match.
No robot sexual harassment.
Is it still sexual harassment if you do it to robots?
I don't know. Does a robot have a gender?
Do not quantify my identity, my gender role. There you go, the lockup. You can't do shit. He's a fucking robot.
He's too strong, man. Well, I don't even know why you'd go for a lockup with him.
He's made of metal.
Thinking of other tactics. No, arm drag ain't happening. Nope.
Yeah. Well, he picks him up. I guess he's not that.
It's actually really good how he keeps it composed. It's actually really good.
It's not like he does it. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it'd be one thing if you did a robot gimmick, like, half-ass, but he's full-on fucking doing it, man.
That is... That's to be fair, though, as you were saying, like, how he's doing it, like, it's totally believable that he's stupidly strong. And Cabana's doing a mint job of it, to be fair. Yeah. He's grabbing the ref.
Yeah, exactly. If you're familiar with comedy wrestling, you know where this is going. Oh, yeah, there you go. Fuck it.
So everyone's just took part in like a robot arm wave, like Cabana included, with the ref. and he's like totally confused.
Exactly. I don't know.
The robot
I
is
mean,
from the Han.
I'm just gonna. I think we watch these as if the people are watching it too. Yeah? And if you're not, I don't know. Sorry, you should be.
You need to watch it like from where we counted down, so you can totally understand where we're coming from.
That's the point. I think the point is this to be an accompaniment to watching these weird matches.
Yeah, so you get better commentary hopefully than you would here. We're like, oh my!
Now he's in the fucking free mode, dude. He gives like different settings. Because yeah. there's no way you could do a whole match like that.
He must have put some like oil on or something. He's like totally loosened up now.
Oh yeah,
let's
well,
see
it's
if
a different
he's still
mode.
Got the same strength.
Yeah, he's got different modes.
Wonder if he's still as strong.
You'll see, man. Cole Cabana with the fucking mocking. That's a good strut. That's a hell of a strut right there.
Robot giving him applause. That's what I'm going to call him. I'm just going to call him Robot because he's totally pulling it off as well. Brilliant. Yeah.
Can't beat that shit.
This the arm lock's working now, though.
Some Christmas lights in the background there.
Yeah.
Pretty decent setup for an indie show. Oh, not shit. Bad. Look at this.
Nice.
Full-on B-boy shit. If you go to Shockwave's website, he's very about the Christ. He's like saved by Christ and shit. He's like a religious robot. Interesting.
Well, straight up, yeah.
But I don't think he's doing it anymore. I mean, like, I know I was trying to get Jared to book him, but I guess he doesn't really travel for bookings anymore. He does shit, but he's not going to, like, travel across.
Oh, dude, get him on the show. Get him on the show.
That's not bad for a fucking, for a Jewish guy right there. Some Jewish fucking B-boy
rhythm.
Shit.
Come on.
Points of this match are very fucking slow. I guess it's a comedy match. What are you going to do?
I mean, I don't think any of them are hurt, like, if you looked at it, like, wrestling-wise. Like, I don't think they've actually performed a move. It's like it's more of a dance-off, isn't it, really?
At this point, it is. It's devolved into a...
Pretty convinced that this guy's a trained dancer and, like, he doesn't have any, like, wrestling training.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you Cabana's like, no, I'm not winning.
Fuck this.
No, I came here to wrestle, not dance. Like, I'm not going to win this.
Bail it out. You can't fuck with it, man. You're not going to beat the robot. Lady ref with the count. Should we do the...
She's on four. Is she? No, she stopped. She stopped at three. She decided that's it. Cabana's decided to come back out. Oh, he's waiting there anyway.
This is a good fun, man. Like, you know, people talk shit on, like, comedy wrestling. I think a comedy match in the middle of a show is, you know, perfectly fine.
It's a lot more entertaining than you can get on, like, most shit, to be fair. Like, not all the time, but, like, it's alright to have now and then. All different styles of shit. So they're back in the ring again. Cabana's just knocked him down, but he's doing some like Shawn Michaels triple backflip shit, and he's back up on his feet with an headlock on the go into the ropes, and he knocks Cabana down with that robot strength, and Cabana's doing the same shit, and he fails.
Oh, it's fucking quality.
Crowd are laughing at him. He's not happy with that, and he's trying. Not happening. Robot guy helps him back up. No, he falls for it and pulls him out of the ring. People in the front row are like getting
no guard
close
rail.
To his Robocock.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Wait, what? It's a double pin?
It's a double pin.
What the fuck is
this? So they're both kicking out simultaneously.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
So double pins. In different ways. What the fuck? Again, some I've not seen before,
Yeah,
so
it's awesome.
no complaints, man.
I was like trying to decide. I don't know how we came about Shockwave. I was like, maybe we should watch a Shockwave match.
I'm so glad Mike Kyoto is not the ref here, because he'd have fucked this up a million times.
Yeah.
She seems
Ooh.
to be doing pretty well here.
What's up here? Down, takedown. You can't work his robot legs. What the fuck have we got here?
Oh,
Missionary pin.
and he's out of two though. Robot guy's getting his ass kicked at the minute. His metallic ass kicked.
He's gonna go in beast mode pretty soon, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude's
Oh
not bad.
shit, nice. Cabana's got like a reverse
That is actually a
Boston
really
on
nice
him.
spot.
It's sick that.
Yeah, kind of a reverse crab. That's pretty cool. You don't see that one a lot. Not
Do you
bad.
reckon he feels any pain as a robot in a submission hold?
I think we're thinking too deeply about
What are you on about? I'm convinced this guy's a robot, man. A dancing, a trained
Yeah.
dancing robot.
I mean, he obviously feels pain, you know? You can see there, he's definitely in
Oh,
pain.
he's hulking up now.
Oh,
Wonder if he goes back. Yeah, I was gonna say, I wonder if he goes back into robot mode, and there you go. Screwed again. See, I'd have just stayed like that, mate. You got no chance.
yeah. He's like. He's fucking proper talented, though.
It is really good. Now you're
Oh,
going
the
for the
dusty
big.
elbow, the bionic
Oh.
elbow. He always does
Didn't do
the
nothing.
he always does the that Dusty probably be mad.
Clotheslines with ease.
The bionic elbow, the finishing
Oh
maneuver.
shit. Big bulldog and I don't
What the fuck?
Electro shimmy leg drop. And he's out at two.
Electro shimmy leg drop.
Yeah. It looked like he was malfunctioning halfway through it.
Fuck.
Oh, and a big robot headbutt. Fuck getting hit by
He sells it as if it's metal. It's
that.
awesome.
Oh, he must have knocked off one of his like shoulder robotic panels then, surely. Like, I thought his battery fell out then. He was still for a minute.
There's
Kabana coming up with a big, oh, big backdrop and into the corner, and it doesn't do shit. Looks like he's like aroused by it, in fact.
was gonna say it looks like he's sexually stimulated the robot. The robot looks excited.
He's put him in a different mode.
I can't see if he's got a bone or not, but I
Oh,
don't know. The Forget what? He's shutting down, man.
I've never seen that before either.
He's in a glitch, man.
That's awesome, that. That's fucking brilliant. Now he's
Oh.
malfunctioning. Cabana just takes a drink because he's got like plenty of time. Because robot's just
I
having a
think he's gonna
problem in the
short him out,
corner.
dude. Yeah, he's gonna short him out.
Holy shit, good idea, yeah. Honestly, if he does that now, he's gonna look at the I have to look at him. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Shit. Oh
This
shit. See, I told you it was real. I told you he was real.
is
You
like
telling me it's some gimmick? I don't. Oh shit, he's down.
the second saddest robot death since the when fucking in Terminator 2, man. Arnold went down into the magma. There it
Oh,
is.
Cabana with a cover. And he's out at two.
Yeah.
I thought he was. Oh shit, he's got some more power. Yeah, he's got a backup battery. I'm telling you. Oh, you're screwed now, man. You don't fuck with water and electric. You've got him pissed. Oh shit, GTS?
Yeah, no shit, right?
And he has gone to sleep standing up.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is asleep. Oh, he's fucking done. That's it.
He's got the free. That was fun. His hands are still up. This is fucking brilliant.
The wind is by I love it. Computer malfunction due to water.
By technical difficulties.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a foreign object?
I don't know, water. I don't know. I didn't look close enough, right? I wasn't taking him serious at the start, so I didn't check if he covered himself in water like the other wrestlers.
No, he doesn't. So, yeah, check it out. Yeah. He's gonna fucking trying to revive him, dude.
So he needs a fucking car battery or something.
Yeah, he's got a little control panel on his arm.
He's pressing that panel on his. He has got one on his like forearm, and yeah. He pressed it. That's done nothing. The ref's going over. What's he going for the mic? I think. Isn't he?
They don't know. They don't know what to do, man.
Oh, what's he doing? Oh, he's got mobile phone. That means.
Oh, you got some. Is he calling cell tech support? What is he fucking doing? I don't know. Oh, he just like put it to the sides of his head.
He's got two cell phones by his back. He's putting on his arm, and he's shocking him. It's worked.
He jump-started him, dude.
That's fucking brilliant, man.
That is fucking great, huh?
I will say I am impressed with that. Like, his selling was fucking brilliant at the start with that robot shit going on.
Huh?
And another robotic wave to finish it off.
Yeah. So there it is, Cole Cabana, Shockwave the Robot. April 13th, 2013.
You need to watch it.
Yeah, do it. That's gonna do it for the first the pilot episode of Ringside with Jim. Maybe if you got better names, send them to me.
Jimside.
Jimside. That's not a very good idea. But yeah. So until next time, follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow your boy Burbs at Burberry Beats with 3 E's instead of E's. See you next time, Ringside folks.
Peace.